Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered today's contest with a 13-6 record, 7-1 in the MIAA play, which leaves hope in a first-place tie with Calvin. The Flying Dutchman defeated Kalamazoo College on Monday, 76-61. Hope was led by sophomore guard Alex Edson, who scored a career-high 27 points, and he tied a DeVos Fieldhouse record by hitting 6 three-pointers in the victory. Sophomore Ben Gardner led the Dutchman with 9 rebounds and a team-high 5 assists. Hope's opponent tonight is Calvin College. The Knights are led by head coach Kevin Vanderstreet, who is in his 18th year at the school, which is the dean of all coaches in the MIAA at the present time. Calvin enters tonight's contest with a 15-4 record and 7-1 in MIAA action. The Knights are led by junior guard Jordan Brink, who is averaging 15.8 points per game to lead the team, and senior Tyler Cruz, who is averaging 15.4 points per game. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford. We remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. College basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen are about to take on Calvin College in another great matchup of the rivalry. Ron, you've been a part of many of these over the last few years. It seems like every single time that these two teams hook up, there's something big on the line, and this evening, nothing changes. It's first place in the MIAA conference.
Well, the coaches keep saying, just another ball game, just another ball game. And with Calvin, it's just another ball game out there, because both of these ball clubs have played each other often enough so that they know this game is one that counts, and this game is the one that's going to, you know, settle all the marbles. And that has not been unusual over the years in the MIAA. This is kind of what everybody expects, and if it doesn't happen for first place, it's unusual more than you know, the fact that it is for first place.
This could be a major point for the Flying Dutchman here. If the Flying Dutchman are able to win this, they conceivably have taken a two-game lead in the MIAA conference, because they will not only have a one-game lead over Calvin College, but they will also have the tiebreaker by winning both games against Calvin. So conceivably, the Flying Dutchman would be in great shape to win the MIAA regular season title, but this is going to be a tough ball game against Calvin College. This is not a give me. This is going to be a hard-fought game between the two teams. And Calvin would be in great shape if they won this too, because they would eliminate the tiebreaker. They would split the games. But Calvin has not lost a game against another MIAA opponent other than Hope College over the last two seasons. So Calvin would be kind of in the driver's seat. So whoever wins this game right now is going to be in the driver's seat to win the MIAA regular season championship.
Well, for Hope College, I wouldn't chalk it up yet, because Hope College has to play Albion on Saturday, and that one's going to be just as important as anyone that you're going to have with the Flying Dutchman, because down in Albion, why, Albion put it to us pretty well, and we have that situation being reversed up here at Hope, we hope, this week Saturday. Well, Coach Dav coming over to join me here, and he looked pretty good in the broadcast booth. We'll have to hire him full time and have him do some ball games.
I've already said I've got a face for radio, yeah. So you know, that's good. I'm fine. I'm covered.
Well, we kind of filled in over near territory last night. We had to do the Zealand West and Holland Christian game because Chandler couldn't make it, and so we did that ball game. Now we're back in.
They're trying to tell me you worked three nights in a row.
That's what I'm trying
hope,
to tell
Ron,
you.
Ron, you and I being of a certain age, that you still have that in you to finish this game tonight.
Well,
I don't know if anybody else is out here can back you up.
Well, we got the championship ball game coming up with this week. Well, the first game started out pretty well out there with a victory over Kalamazoo. This one tonight has to be a victory over Calvin, and then will pick it up on Saturday against the Brits from Albion. So big week for the Flying Dutchman.
You know, and we got off to a decent start the other day with Kalamazoo. And the task ahead of us, of course, tonight is the mountain's a little steeper tonight to climb. And a lot of respect for Calvin. And, you know, we were good there. I don't think either team shot the ball particularly well, maybe with the exception of Alex Hudson and Jordan Brink late. But it was a battle that we were on, I think, as much on the boards and rebounding as anywhere else. And that'll be a huge task for us tonight against the Knights.
I thought Nicky DeVries had a good ball game against us, especially on the boards. He had the double digits from the boards out there, and that's going to be important tonight to keep him off the boards.
Well, he's a three-man that's unlike any other three-man in our league, really. He's a big, strong kid. He goes in the post. He can rebound, as you mentioned. Can go and drop the dribble to his right. So Grant will have that. Grant Neal will have that matchup to start with. But that's a tough one for any team in our league. A 6'7" kid like that, who plays the four or some, but he's basically a three man out there.
So we got Grant on DeVries out there. Who's going to take Brink then, with the Grant having that job?
Alex Hudson will match up with Brink, and Benny will take their point guard, starting Jordan Bailey and Austin Parks. They kind of split time out there. And then Cody Stivey will match his length with Tyler Dykstra. And then the two big guys in the middle, VA and Cruz.
I thought last time the officials kind of let the kids play out there a little bit, and I would hope that they do the same tonight.
I think you always do. You know, as a fan, a broadcaster, a coach, and certainly a player, you want to be able to play the game. And we have a good crew of officials here tonight, and I'm sure the game will develop. But, you know, we always tell our guys that there's only three guys that get whistles. Everybody here, probably, you know, 2,000-3,000 people here would like to think that they could officiate the game tonight. There's only three whistles, and you have to adjust to how the game's being blown. So whether it's tight or loose or whatever the case might be, you as a player and coaches have to adjust to that.
Well, I think another important thing for us is to get off to a good start. If Calvin's able to take the crowd out of the ball game, that makes a difference.
Very key point. You know, we've talked about that a lot recently. The last couple of games, we have gotten off to a decent start, including against Kalamazoo here Monday night. But we know the Knights are going to be focused tonight. This is a big game for both teams. And, you know, it's a game that, you know, has so much written about it, talked about, and so forth. And we are ready to play, I believe. And I'm sure you talk to their side, they're ready to play. So then the ball is tossed up here in another 10, 11 minutes. We find out what's the case. And I would assume both teams to be, there's always a little bit of a feeling out process. But like we saw in the JV game, our guys fell behind early. And it's tough to come back against a really good team. So if there's going to be somebody get off to a good start, we hope it's us.
Well, you talk about the ball game up here, and if you talk with any of the Calvin guys, the first question they ask out there, which one's Edson? And they're looking, I find Edson out there because of his three-point reputation.
I guarantee you that Coach Vanderstreek and the Knights know who Alex Edson is. And, you know, Alex had a great game against him. You know, it would be really, you'd be hard-pressed to pick him to do the same exact thing here tonight. We hope that he could. But, you know, hopefully he is focused on his game. We get good games from, you know, other people. Every game, you know, I think the key the first game was we got great play by Cody Stivey and a couple of guys off the bench. And that was a key determining factor. And both teams are deep. You know, both teams go 9-10 players deep. Immediate timeouts make that a little different as far as substitution goes. But everybody on both squads got to be ready to play tonight for however short or long a time they're in there.
Any possibility that we can borrow a couple of people off the women's team? They're down in Kalamazoo tonight. Took off in the first half, and they're ahead 67-25 at the half. And they are 11 out of 12 from three-point territory in that ballgame.
No, Coach Moe's not sharing, nor should he. Congratulations to them. They're on a real roll. They got a huge win here against Calvin last Saturday. Hopefully we can duplicate that with our men here tonight.
Who are you starting tonight?
Same group. Ben at the point, Ben Gardner, Alex Edson, Grant Neal in the wings, and Cody Stivey as the four, and Nate Van Arendonk as the five.
Okay, we went with Benson over at Calvin.
We did. We've changed since then, and we just, you know, last time we had a good substitution pattern, but the problem that developed is that both Brock and VA, which happens quite often, had two fouls with 5 minutes to go in the half, and you might remember we had to sit both of them. We had to play Caleb along with Harrison and a couple other guys, and they battled. But that's really tough to not have a Brock Benson or a Nate Van Arendonk. We'd like to have both of them out there together, but we need to have at least one on the floor, so that's why we're starting this way.
Now, Calvin is the only team in the MIAA that matches up at all with us with size, so it's a little different for the big guys tonight.
Well, you could say it the same both ways, Rod. We're the only team that matches up to them, and they us. It's probably why we are, and they are who they are. So we'll see. That's a key component. It's going to take all five guys on the floor, all 14 guys. Everybody's got to have a good game, including you guys, the announcers, for your third game in a row. So hopefully we'll be talking about a Hope victory when we're done with this later this evening.
Well, thanks, Coach. And let's pick up a Hope College win tonight as the Hope College Flying Dutchman take on the Knights from Calvin in this fight for first place in the MIAA. And we'll be back with all the action. You've been listening to Hope College Basketball on WYBN 92.7, The Van.
The Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7, The Van. And 92.7, The Van and 92.7thevan.com. We're only about 6-7 minutes away from the rivalry continuing as a battle for first place in the MIAA will be taking place here at the DeVos Fieldhouse this evening. This is the 187th time these two teams have hooked up over the years. The Flying Dutchmen lead the all-time series 97-89, including a 71-63 win at Calvin on January 11th. Let's take a look at the MIAA standings right now as everything goes down tonight. Hope and Calvin, one of these teams, will be all alone in first place after this evening's ballgame. Both teams at 7-1, and Hope College at 13-6 overall, Calvin at 15-4. Albion is at 5-3, all alone in third place in a tie for fourth place, and that is a pivotal fourth place tie because only the top four teams get into the MIAA tournament at the end of the season to vie for the automatic national tournament bid. Trine is at 4-4, and Kalamazoo is at 4-4. So those two teams are going to be battling out for that final spot. Alma is at 2-5, Olivet at 1-6, and Adrian is at 1-7. In games going around the league this evening, for the men's action, Olivet will be at Kalamazoo. That game will start at 8 o'clock. And that must be a typo because Olivet is playing at Kalamazoo and Olivet is playing at Adrian. So I'm not really sure which one that one goes at, but I don't think that both they're playing in both games. Going to just assume that that's going to be taking place in one of those games. Albion will be taking on Alma, and that's also an 8 o'clock start. We'd like to remind everybody that the Hope Hoops Luncheon. Okay, we got
Trine and Alma. Well, that's the women.
That's. We'd like to remind everybody that the Hope Hoops Luncheon. Okay, here we go. Trine is at Adrian.
Olivet's at Kalamazoo, and Albion's at Alma.
Okay, that is the games that will be going on this evening along with this one. The large roar from the crowd is because the Flying Dutchmen have come back out onto the DeVos Fieldhouse floor for more opening warm-ups. Like I was saying, the Hope Hoops Luncheon that usually takes place every Monday at noon at the Moss Center will not be taking place this week because of winter break. So there will be no Hoops Luncheon, but I am sure that the highlights of this game will probably be shown most likely a week from Monday when it resumes. Once again, that's the Hope Hoops Luncheon at the Moss Center every Monday, except for this coming Monday, which will not be taking place because of midwinter break. Well, there's a lot of stats out there, a lot of stuff going on. Alex Edson had a big performance against these guys the last time these two teams played. It should be an interesting ball game, Ron. I'm sure Calvin wants to make up for that tough defeat at the Van Noord to start the season.
Well, they've been looking forward to this one ever since they left the floor at the Van Noord. They were a little bit surprised, I think, at the way the Flying Dutchman took that ball game and took it away from them. And they're determined that they come over here. They're going to try to do the same in our house. And they're fired up. You can no doubt about it. You can see that. And hopefully we are just as fired up.
Calvin has really put on some strong performances over their last six games. They're riding a six-game winning streak going into this ball game. and they have blown out a lot of opponents in the MIAA action. And it almost seems like we might have woke them up with that victory at the Van Noort, because they have been playing pretty focused and pretty good basketball. The Flying Dutchmen are coming on into this game on a five-game winning streak of their own. So the Flying Dutchmen not playing too bad either. They're doing the job that they need to do. They're going out and getting the W's. They're not always pretty victories, but when you win 10 out of 11 ball games are on, it's good just to have the W in the win column.
Well, I was talking with Coach Dabb a little bit. I said the JV game, when we got behind out here, it kind of takes the crowd out of the ball game, and we can't let that happen. It's important for us to get off to a good start tonight and get a lead out here and get this crowd really involved in the ball game and what's going on the court.
Well, we're going to have the national anthem here in a few minutes, and it's a special national anthem this evening because it's going to feature Joseph Van Arendonk singing and Scott Van Arendonk playing guitar. Why does that name sound familiar? Because, well, the senior, Nate Van Arendonk, one of the captains of this ball club, that's his cousin and his uncle, which will be doing the national anthem this evening. The Holland Police Department will also be here. They'll be part of the color guard, which will present the flag prior to the national anthem. Both teams are getting ready for that, about to get going. Calvin wanting to spend a little bit of extra time shooting. They look really focused tonight, Ron. And that always makes me a little bit worried, because we have seen them over the last couple of years play very, very good basketball against Hope College. And tough to get a read on them, because they looked exactly the same way at the Van Noort Arena. And things just kind of unraveled for them at the beginning. I don't want to say they got rattled, but they just did not look comfortable in that ball game against the Flying Dutchmen.
Well, the Hope College crowd is out tonight. You cannot find a seat here. They're even on the concourse. They have two rows of chairs set up all the way around, and the thing is really crowded, and you won't find anything but standing room possibly. And we're getting ready now for the national anthem, so as the Van Arendonks are introduced out on the court to the national anthem. Honor Guard. Now, the Honor Guard from the Holland Police Department will be bringing the flag out first.
To honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome Scott and Joseph Van Arendonk.
Wonderful rendition of the national anthem. The crowd fired up. The players are fired up. And I'm kind of fired up now too, Ron. So for the starting lineup, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland, tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineup, here's Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for the Knights, from Calvin College, under the direction of Kevin Vanderstreek in his 18th season as a head coach. At the forward for the Knights, it'll be Mickey DeVries, a 6'7", 235-pound senior out of Lansing Christian. At the other forward, Tyler Dykstra, 6'8", 200-pound junior from Holland Christian. The center, Tyler Cruz, 6'9", 235 senior from Granville Covenant Christian. So the Knights, 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", up front. At the guards, it'll be Jordan Brink, a 6'3", 183-pound junior from Dreyer, Indiana. And the other guard, Jordan Daly, a 6'3", 185-pound sophomore from Grand Rapids Christian. The Knights come in at 7-1 in the MIAA in a first-place tie. The Flying Dutchman, under the direction of Coach Matt Neal, in his fourth season. At the forwards, it'll be Grant Neal, a 6'3", senior from Holland West Ottawa. At the other forward, the freshman, Cody Stivey, 6'7", from Hudsonville. The center, Nate Van Arendonk, a 6'10", senior out of Grand Haven. And the guards for the Flying Dutchman, at one guard, it's Ben Gardner, a 6-foot sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. And the other guard, Alex Edson, a 6'2", sophomore from Grand Haven. To my right, you can see the student body, and they are out in force tonight. Not only is the whole section, if you've been here at the DeVos, the Duke crew takes up the whole section, but tonight they have also taken up the entire end zone, so that whole area is orange with the student body.
Wow, this place is rocking right now. The Duke crew fired up, both teams fired up. This is going to be one heck of a ball game, and I just can't wait for it to get started. The Duke crew all decked out in orange all the way around. And a very large crowd indeed. We were getting a little worried there for a few minutes. The game has been sold out for numerous amount of days, and there was a lot of empty seats up till about 5 to 10 minutes ago. Boy, this place filled out very quickly, Ron.
Now they got Dutch the mascot out there encouraging the Duke crew with their activities, and they're kind of dimming the lights, waiting for the ball club to break their huddle and come out on the court. Calvin is already on the court waiting for them. And the Flying Dutchman break their huddle from around Coach Neal, get a hand from the Duke crew as they shake hands with the Knights at center court.
The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oman Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call of the action, let's go to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Tyler Cruz will be jumping against Van Arendonk, 6'9 against 6'10. As the two boys will go up in the air, Cruz with the tip and gets it into the backcourt to Daly. Daly at the point for the Knights. Gardner has him. Man-to-man defense by the Flying Dutchman. Ball stolen away. Edson down the court. Spins around. Throws it up. Misses. Oh! I said he missed it. Said it hit the rim. Rolled around the edge and dropped in. 2-0, Flying Dutchman with the lead. Daly with the basketball, hands it to DeVries. Back around the horn, they go to Dykstra. Dykstra out front to Daly. Daly to the right wing, power side. Back out in front to Brink, and whistle blows, foul. Going to go against Edson. 2-0, Hope with the lead. Calvin with the basketball. Daly out front. Gives it cross court to Brink. Brink working against Edson. Hands it back to Daly. Daly right at the point. Works his way on the right side underneath to Cruz. Cruz tries to get it down low. Finally gets it to DeVries. His turnaround shot partially blocked. Knocked out of bounds. And it'll go to the Flying Dutchman.
Nice defense by Grant Neal, neutralizing Mick DeVries underneath and forcing the bad pass that went out of bounds.
In pass comes to Gardner. Hopefully 2-0 lead. We're just underway. Stivey with the basketball over to Neal. Neal takes it around the right wing. Into the corner for Stivey. And he's got a triple!
Only two.
Stivey starts it out with a big triple. Now they're going to, so far, they only put two up on the scoreboard up there. Round the horn to Daly. Daly back out in front. They go to Brink. Brink puts a jumper up. It's off the mark. Rebound by Arendonk. And a couple of guys hit the deck out there, but they're back up. Edson for three. Oh, and a timeout by Calvin as Hope jumps out to a 7-0 lead over the Knights.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. And Kevin, that Alex Edson hit that three-pointer right in front of Kevin Vanderstreet, and he was not very happy after that. He threw down all of his paperwork on the floor, and the Hope assist or the Calvin assistant coaches are picking it up as we speak. Real rough start for Calvin to start the first 2 minutes of this ball game. Hope shooting 100% from the field in the first minute and 49 seconds, Ron.
Well, don't get too excited out there because there's a long ways to go.
Oh, it's a nice start to get a 7-0 run to start the ball game.
Calvin will have the basketball in the backcourt. Hope waits at the midcourt line to pick him up. Gardner picks up Daly. Daly works, gets it in the middle to Cruz. Cruz against Van Arendonk. Back out to Brink. Around to Dykstra. Into the hands of Brink. He drives. Goes against Stivey. Stivey blocks his shot. Got down underneath, and Cody Stivey knocked that one down.
A nice defensive play, all ball by Cody Stivey on that one.
So the Flying Dutchman starting out with their defense stepping up early in this contest. Calvin will inbound it underneath their own basket. Inbound pass to Cruz. Back up on top to Austin Parks, who's into the ball game now for Calvin. Parks picks it up, fires it into the corner, gets it to Dykstra. Dykstra down low on the baseline. Cruz puts a shot up and makes it, and a foul on Van Arendonk. Cruz forced his way in and got the shot over Van Arendonk and made the shot, so he has a chance for a three-point play. The Knights needed that to stop the bleeding here early in this first quarter. Free throw is off the back of the iron. Van Arendonk with the rebound to Gardner. Coach wants play number four as Gardner goes left side to Edson. Alley-oops it underneath to Van Arendonk. He's double-teamed. Looks for somebody to get the ball to. Finding to Neal. Back to Stivey. Stivey in the paint. Out to Edson. Long three. Hits. Bounce high in the air. No good. Rebound comes to Mickey DeVries. Along the left side to Brink. Brink works the paint. Drives against Van Arendonk, misses the shot, ball tapped around. Coming in is Dykstra, outside to Parks, his shot for three misses. Van Arendonk clears the boards. Out to Gardner, three on three. Gardner from the free throw line to Van Arendonk, fires underneath Stivey. His shot is blocked underneath, gets his rebound, puts it back up the freshman. Playing like a sophomore right now for the Flying Dutchman. 9-2, Hope with the lead. Parks with the basketball for the Knights. Looks inside. Can't find anybody open on the inside. Gives it out to Dykstra. Over to Cruz. Both big men are up on top. Cruz against Van Arendonk. Takes him down low. Spins around. Has his shot blocked. Picked up by Gardner. Gardner ahead to Neal. Neal into the paint. Over to Edson for three. Yes! And Edson drains a triple, 12-2, Flying Dutchman with the lead. Along the right side, here comes Parks. On the outside to Dykstra. Dykstra, underneath they go back to Parks. His jumper, yes. Austin Parks puts in two for the Knights. 12-4, Hope with the lead. We're at the 15:40 mark of the first half. Gardner works his way around the left wing. keeps his dribble alive. Over to Neal at the right wing. Dives into the paint, has the ball batted away. Hustle for it in the corner. Van Arendonk tries to save it, can't do it. So it's going to go to Kelvin, and we're going to have our first TV timeout. There will be four TV timeouts that will be coming in the ball game. It'll go something like this. And when they have an opportunity, when the ball goes out of play at the 16-minute mark, at the 12-minute mark, at the 8 and the 4, so you'll have four times that you're going to have TV timeouts in the first half and in the second. So there's spaces for eight TV timeouts, which are 90 seconds long. And as a result, you're going to have a number of timeouts in addition to the ones that the coaches originally have. So don't be surprised if it sounds like you're having timeouts all the time in the ball game.
And this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. And I'm kind of glad that they got that timeout in because things get a little bit chippy out there. Grant Neal and I believe it was Mickey DeFries, a little bit talking back and forth up and down the floor. It was getting a little rough out there. I don't know if the officials are going to like try to clean it up a little bit, but this game could get kind of rough if this continues.
Well, that's one of the things you have to deal with. You have to be able to call the fouls out there, but yet let them play basketball.
Right.
And you don't want to call everything too picky, but they've collided, DeVries and Neal before, and they're both seniors. They've been around for a while, and probably know each other's, birthdays. They're out there and send each other birthday cards or something.
Well, I don't think they were sending each other birthday wishes out there. There was a couple choice words that were said to both of them. And then it just kind of like diffused as they went along with their business after that. Alex Edson, just like the game at the Van Noord, Ron, getting off to a hot start. 3 for 4 from the field, 2 for 3 from three-point land. He has 8 points in the first 14 minutes and change here in this early going of this ball game.
Brock Benson in now for the Flying Dutchman, replacing Van Arendonk. The rest of the starters stay. On the outside is Parks for the basketball. To the left wing, a little bounce pass to Cruz in the middle. Off the side, nobody home as DeVries broke for the basket, and Cruz put it up in the do-crew. So Hope's going to get the basketball on the Kelvin turnover. Gardner will bring it up, and this time they want to play number 3 to Edson on the right wing. Edson gets a screen from Benson, little give and go. Benson loses control under the basket and steps on the out-of-bounds line. So a turnover by the Flying Dutchman. Had the play going, but Benson just didn't hang on to the basketball. 12-4, Hope of the lead. We're at the 15-minute mark. Brink to the right wing. On the right side, gives it up. That's Heisinger that's in the ball game for Kelvin right now. Over to Parks. Parks takes it to the baseline, and they're going to call a foul on Gardner. Everybody was looking around, including Parks, who was the one dribbling the basketball. Nobody knew what was happening.
That's the third foul against Hope College, none yet against Kelvin.
So Kelvin will have it directly in front of the Hope College bench, outside to Parks. Right side also in the ball game is Dan Stout for the Knights. Gets it to DeVries underneath, gets Stivey up in the air. And I don't know if he came down and hit him on the way down.
I think it's Brock who's going to get it.
Yes, it's going to go against Benson instead.
Both Stivey and Benson went up for the block shot. I think Stivey completely missed, but Benson got a little bit of the ball, but more of the wrist.
So DeVries fires away, has it hit the front of the iron. Now Kelvin did a great job against the Flying Dutchman in Grand Rapids with shooting their free throws. So far, they have not been too efficient from that free throw line.
Yeah, Mickey DeFries is a 65% free throw shooter.
This one's good. Into the ball game for the Knights. Dykstra comes back in. Daly comes back in for the Knights. Gardner with the basketball. Looks like we might get a little, man-to-man yet. Underneath Benson. He puts it in. Nice move underneath for the big guy Benson. So Brock for 2, 14-5. Hope for the lead. Dykstra works it away on the right side to Parks. Back out in front they go to Stout. Little bounce pass down low to Heisinger. Huizinga tried to feed under the basket, stolen away by Edson. Edson right at the point for the Flying Dutchman, gives it to Stivey, back to Edson. He'll try another three. This one's off the mark. Rebound comes to Daly. Daly will bring it back. Picks it at the point, goes left with it. Almost dragged the foot out on the outside to Huizinga. Little bounce pass down to Stout. Stout against Benson underneath, reverse layup, no good. Rebound comes down. Huizinga, Benson blocks it. Picked up by Stout. He doesn't take the shot. Leaves it for Parks. Parks baseline. Puts it up. Hits the edge of the glass. Ball knocked out of bounds by Gardner. And it's going to belong to the Knights.
Flying Dutchman doing a good job defensively. Calvin is only shooting 18% from the field to start this ball game, Ron. They're only 2 of 11 from the field.
DeReese comes back in for the Knights. Byers in for Hope College along with McMahon. Parks on the outside, and the whistle blows away, and it looks like DeReese and somebody, and then I believe it's going to be Edson.
I think it's Caleb Byers, I think. Oh, you're right. It's against Edson.
That's a couple against Edson.
They can't figure out what he did wrong, but that's five fouls against Hope and none against Calvin.
So Calvin will inbound the basketball. They get it into DeVries. DeVries against Neal. And he puts it up, and traveling is going to be the call. 14-5, Hope for the lead, and the basketball. Byers gets it into Gardner. 13-21 left in this first half. Ball stolen away by DeVries. DeVries one-on-one with Gardner. Gardner with a pick out there. Calvin gets it back, and we may have a foul on Gardner.
That's going to be against DeVries.
Worried about Benny there because he's had one already.
That was the first foul called against Calvin at the 13-11 mark.
14-5, Hope with the lead. Gardner with the ball for the Flying Dutchman. Takes it to the right side. McMahon switches sides out there with Neal. Gardner's dribble into the paint. Loses the basketball. Gets it by her. Gets it right back. Takes it back into the paint over to McMahon. His shot short. Gardner hustles for the rebound out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman. Gardner wants play number one to set up. Grant will inbound the ball underneath the basket. And they try to get it in. They do get it in to McMahon. Over to Byers. Back to Gardner out on top. Left wing to McMahon. Out in front to Benson. Benson with the ball above his head. Back to Byers, his shot off the mark. And it's McMahon to put it back up, but Stout rejects it. It'll stay with Hope College. Stout went up. Nice block that time for the Knights. Inbound pass, McMahon. And McMahon with the two-pointer and a foul. And I think it's going to go against Bailey.
Wow.
So Daly gets his first foul. Coming into the ball game is Brad Visser. He's a freshman from Granville Covenant Christian. And Corey, McMahon at the line, misses it. Rebound start. Parks with the basketball. Works his way at the point. Feeds it inside to Visser. Back out in front to Parks. Parks to the free throw line. Can't get a shot off. Gardner's right there. Has problems.
Oh.
Coaches want the 5-second call on him. Doesn't get it. Over on the right side to Stout. Back out in front. Parks with 9 on the shot clock. Parks with a jumper. It's short. Rebound. Gardner. Gardner. 1 against 2. Takes it all away. Has his shot rejected by Dykstra. It's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman as a timeout is called. TV timeout. Second one of the ball game. 16-5. Hope for the lead. 11:53 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. a interesting aspect of this game. Calvin is probably the only team in the MIAA that has more height than Hope College, and at times that becomes a major issue for the Flying Dutchman, who like to drive the lane and go in and go for the baskets, because there's enough big men from Calvin in there to reject shots. It was a major problem for the Flying Dutchman at the Van Noort earlier in the season, and already in this game it's become kind of an issue because there's so much height and so many good shot blockers. They have so many good athletes that they can't get in there and shoot like that.
They have to change their game. They got to start pulling up with that six-foot jumper rather than taking it all the way up. And the Knights just kind of, you know, drop down in the lane and block it. And,
right.
They're not used to that, so they have to change their game to adjust to it.
And the Flying Dutchman did a very good job at that in the second half of the first ball game. But already here, there's been like at least three block shots that I've seen where they've gone in the lane and tried to do it. And you have big people like Cruz and Stout. They're going to block their shots if you go in there and try that stuff. They're good athletes, and they make good plays. But right now, Calvin's playing good defense, but Hope's playing better defense. They've only allowed 5 points in the ball game. Calvin is 2-for-12 from the field, shooting only 16%. I know that's not gonna stay that way, but the Flying Dutchman doing a good job at neutralizing Calvin in this early going and taking an 11-point lead.
Well, the Calvin guards are having the same problem as the Hope guards. They're not used to that height either by other teams in the league, and they're getting some of their shots blocked as well. Gardner with the basketball. Over to McMahon on the right side. Back to Gardner underneath Benson. Benson has the ball taken away, and we got a jump ball. Brinks worked his way in. Possession arrow is going to give it to Hope as Grant Neal will set it up. McMahon with the inbound pass gets a shot, no good. Benson puts it on the glass, but with three guys around them, tried to go up, and Cruz and Dykstra were both there with their hands up in the air. And the foul's going to go against Cruz. Benson will step to the line. His free throw misses. 16-5, Hope with the lead. Gardner and McMahon kind of huddling out. And the second one is good. 17-5, Hope on top. Brink will bring the ball up. McMahon takes him, goes around to the left wing, keeps his dribble alive. Cross court pass to Dykstra. Underneath, Cruz with a hook shot. No good. Rebound on the far side, and we have two guys going down, and I think
wow,
the foul's going to go against Caleb Byers.
I think you're right, and that's kind of a iffy foul. It looked like Brad Visser had jumped up on Caleb Byers' back, and Caleb picks up a foul on that one.
Inbound pass comes on the left side to Brink. Underneath they go to Cruz. Ball batted around, picked up by McMahon. Leaves it for Gardner to set up for the Flying Dutchman. Out front to Benson, over right wing to Neal, back to McMahon in the corner. He'll bring it out up on top, and they'll reset the offense. Grant over to Byers, underneath Benson. Benson against Cruz, works underneath him as his shot partially blocked. Rebound comes to Grant. Back out to Gardner with 9 on the shot clock. Gardner around the edge. Back to Byers. His shot for 3 off the mark. And Cruz with the rebound. Gives it up to Brink. Brink to the right wing. 360. Shot is off the mark. Rebound comes to Benson. Over to Gardner. Back to Byers on the right side. Byers underneath. Gives it to Benson, who moves up to Grant. Neal cross to Gardner on the left wing. Underneath they go to Byers. Works underneath, has problems. Gives it to Benson, who drives, misses the shot. Rebound comes to DeVries. Back to break. Neither team right now finding the area around the basket friendly, but not the hoop. 17-5, Hope for the lead. Cruz underneath.
Oh, he traveled.
Traveling.
That is the seventh Calvin turnover of the ball game.
But Aaron Dock comes back in for Hope. Stivey comes in for Hope.
Carlson checked in for Ben Gardner.
And Calvin doing a lot the same out there. Van Lou, B.J. Van Lou comes in for Calvin. Carlson into Grant. His hit hooks good. Nice setup pass that time by Carlson. Getting it into Grant Neal for two. 19-5. Hope with the lead. On the outside, working his way around his Parks. Tries to find Brank. Brank is open. But cut off by McMahon over to left wing to DeVries. DeVries underneath they go. Back out in front. Cruz for three. In and out of the basket. Stivey with a rebound. And I think we got a foul on Grant Neal.
Him and Mickey DeVries getting into it again. Going for the rebound. And Grant Neal got caught with his hand in the cookie jar on that one.
So it'll be Calvin at the line and the person of Mickey DeVries.
That foul put them into the bonus.
Seven fouls against Hope, three against Calvin. DeVries makes the first one. Edson comes back in for Carlson.
Oh, no, he came in for Neal.
Came in for Neal, and Carlson just switches positions with him. DeVries with the second one, got it. 19-7, Hope for the lead. Carlson will bring it up to the Flying Dutchman. Takes it to the point, and DeVries is hacking Stivey outside. Crowd wants a little action on that. As Edson to Carlson. Carlson, little bounce pass to McMahon. His shot misses. DeVries comes away with a rebound. So DeVries really working the defensive boards for the night underneath Cruz. His shot no good. McMahon with the rebound for the Flying Dutchman. Carlson back in the other direction to Van Arendonk. Into the corner, Stivey. Back out in front to Carlson, around to Edson. Edson underneath the B.A. He spins around. Fakes once, twice, and he's going to get caught for traveling. Yep. You make that much movement in the paint out there, and you're likely going to get that traveling call. 19-7, Hope for the lead. 8-18 left in the first half. Parks for the basketball for the Knights. Right to the point, goes to the left wing. Little bounce pass to Brink. Brink all the way to the hole, puts it up and in. 19-9, Hope for the lead. Edson, cross-court pass to McMahon, to V.A., who's up on top, into the corner to Edson. Edson can't get the shot away underneath V.A. He puts it up and in. Nice pass that time by Edson. Parks on the outside. Goes to the right wing, back on top to DeVries, over to Brink. Alley-oops it to Cruz. Little bounce pass underneath to DeVries. Ball knocked away by V.A., but out of bounds.
A nice play by V.A., sneaking up behind Mickey DeVries and swatting that ball out of bounds. Another media timeout, as this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Calvin still hasn't found the range yet in this ball game. They have turned over the ball on seven separate occasions here with 7:28 left in the first half. They're shooting only 16% from the field. They're 3 of 18. They're 0-4 from three-point land, Ron. They got to get things going if they're going to expect to stay in this ball game. The Flying Dutchman, though, a little bit slow trying to get things going. It looks almost like they were a little bit tentative the last couple times they've been up the floor. They have that lead, but they need to increase it. And it's almost like they got to keep the pedal throttled up for this one.
Well, they have a different group of guys in, and the ball movement was not as good with that group is what it was with the first group when they came out, as they were moving the ball quicker around, and that way guys got open threes in the corners and things like that, whereas now they're not able to do that. Galvin's coming out quickly, and they're putting pressure on the three-point shooters.
And they have the Flying Dutchman have their three-point shooters out there. They have Edson, McMahon, and Stivey, all of them capable of hitting three-pointers, and even Chad Carlson, who's in there, has been known to hit a wide-open three-pointer from time to time. So a lot of guys on the court right now that are perimeter shooters.
Well, they're loosening up a little bit. They're going more one-on-one underneath with Cruz and Benarendock. They're saying, well, we don't need three guys dropping back to stop Benarendock. We got to stop the outside. And so they're loosening up their defense in the middle, moving it to the perimeter a little bit more, and it's creating problems.
Well, Benarendock was able to get a basket after that happened earlier in this ballgame with a nice pass from Alex Edson. So we'll see as this game continues if they are able to continue to get the ball to Benarendock underneath.
Galvin sets up the basketball underneath to Stout, who's into the ballgame now, back to Brinks. Brink works to the top of the key, takes it around left wing, gives it up on the outside to Van Loo. Van Loo gets caught in the corner, and a jump ball. And Stibe is there. Grant Neal is there.
I think the possession arrow will give the ball back to Calvin. And, unless there's a foul been called.
No, I don't think so. It's just Calvin's going to inbound it. Dykstra will inbound it. Gets it inside, open with Stout. Worked his way on the play, got the screen, and worked his way open against VA underneath. 21-11. Hope in the lead. Inside to Benarendock. Back out Gardner. Gardner puts up the jump shot. Yes! That's a shot that they're going to have to start making. 23-11. Hope with the lead. Park over to Brink. Brink with the weave out there. Gives it up to Van Loo. Over to Parks. Parks at the left wing. Gardner has him. Takes it on the top. Takes it right down the lane. Puts a shot up and in. 23-13. Hope on top. Teams are settling down a little bit right now. Getting more in their systems and their setups. Pass to McMahon. Left wing underneath Benarendock. Benarendock double teamed in the corner. Gets back out to McMahon. He sets for a three in and out of the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Knights. So the Knights will inbound in the backcourt. Jordan Brink brings it up for Calvin. Goes to the left wing. McMahon is on him right in front of the Duke crew. Into the corner to Stout. Underneath the basket. Shot taken, partially blocked by Stivey. No good, and Gardner picks it up. Hustles up court. Back to Neal. Underneath Stivey. Stivey works, kicks it back out to Gardner. Out on top, Stivey can't get a shot away. Gardner does, puts a three-pointer up and misses everything. Stivey tried to save that one and ended up in the bleachers. Cruz comes back in for Calvin.
Benson checks in for Benarendock.
And Cruz gets it into Parks. Gardner picks him up at the top of the key. Goes to Dykstra in the left wing. Dykstra baseline against Stivey. Back out to Cruz. In the front, ball stolen away, McMahon. McMahon against Parks makes the fake. Puts it up, puts it in. Good steal and bucket by McMahon as he picked his pocket. 25-13. Hope with the lead. Cruz with the basketball. Didn't have the give and go. Underneath, DeVries, his shot, good. 25-15, Hope. On top to Benson, left wing, Neal. Back to Gardner. Gardner makes a move in the middle, can't get a shot to Stivey. Stivey kicks it, Benson.
Nice pass.
Nice pass by Stivey to Benson. And Benson got the easy two. Stivey having a great ball game in this first half. For the Flying Dutchman. He's gotten into this Hope Calvin rivalry real quickly. Cruz thought about a bounce pass, and the fans thought he traveled. Left it for Dykstra. Dykstra back to Cruz. Out front, shot taken. No good that time by Visser. Loose basketball on the court, and it's going to go.
Mickey DeFries ran over Cody Stivey, and he'll pick up the second foul.
That's two on him. And Hope will have the basketball. Daly comes back in for Calvin.
Alex Edson checks back in for Corey McMahon, who gets a nice hand from the crowd as McMahon filling in for Edson, who had picked up two fouls and contributed very well over those minutes.
27-15, Hope with the lead. 4 minutes left in the first half. Stivey, top, goes right between two guys, flips it underneath to Benson. Pass was a little bit too low, but somebody got a hand in, says the official, and knocked it out of bounds. Think we're going to have another media timeout.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Alex Edson, the leading scorer of everybody in this ball game, he has 8 points along with two assists. He has been hampered, though, with two fouls and has had a seat on the bench for a majority of the last half of the first half. He just checked back in for Corey McMahon, who has had a solid first half as well. McMahon has contributed with 4 points and two rebounds. Brock Benson, 5 points and one rebound. Ben Gardner has two points, two rebounds, and an assist. And Cody Stivey, like you said, the Hudsonville native, probably knows all about this rivalry from just being from the area. He has contributed with 4 points, one rebound, and one assist, and has played against, you got to give him a lot of credit because he's playing against guys from Calvin who are seniors and juniors, and he's a freshman, and he's holding his own with them.
There's night and day difference between the play of Stivey in the first ball game over at Calvin, where he let the big guys push him around, and he looked like a deer in the headlights out there. They loved having him in the ball game, but he has gotten into the act today and said, hey, I can play ball with these guys, and he's doing it tonight.
I think he got a little bit of confidence. He did decently in that ball game. He went out, but, first Hope Calvin game for any freshman, and you've got to have a little bit of the butterflies. He looks very comfortable out there this evening.
So I'm just watching some of the replays here on television. We're sitting right behind the TV guides, and I just watched the pick by McMahon and the 2 points, and it's kind of a nice view. Maybe I'll do the ball game off the TV.
I think you might see more. Taking a look at it from there. Grant Neal will inbounds the ball for the Flying Dutchman with 3:57 left and a 27-15 lead.
Slaps the ball, looks around, gets it to Stivey. Stivey's outside with it. Leaves it. Edson. Edson back to Neal. Over to Edson. Edson's at the point. Alley-oops it underneath Benson. Kicks it in the corner to Gardner. Gardner doesn't take the shot. Back to Benson. Edson. He fires away. Got it. That's a two-pointer. 27-15. Oh. Ball stolen by Edson. 2-on-1 break. Edson to Gardner. Gardner puts it in. Oh, the defense of the Flying Dutchman.
Wow.
Take it away and turn it into 2 points on the end of the court. 31-15. Hope for the lead. 3:20 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutchman defense has been on fire at the beginning of this game. They have forced 9 turnovers here in the first half for Calvin and have a 16-point lead now to show for it, Ron. And I don't think either one of us thought that this game would be going like this right now.
Well, I agree with you. I don't know as I thought they were going to jump. I knew they needed to, but I'm not sure that they, I think Calvin's a little shell-shocked.
They look rattled right now, making bad passes. Alex Edson, you could see it coming. He's coming, and he snuck in.
Brink with the basketball. McMahon's back in the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. Brink takes it all the way, and McMahon's going to get the foul. So Brink will step to the line for the Knights.
And Brink is almost automatic from the free throw line. He's shooting 88% from the line this season.
Well, he's shooting into the Duke crew, but that doesn't make any difference. He drops the first one in. He'll have the second one. And this one rolls around, drops off the edge. Neal has a rebound. To Gardner. Gardner pushes it up quickly. Back to Grant on top. Over to Stivey, who moves out to the point. Gives it to McMahon at the right wing. McMahon, left side to Neal. Back out to Gardner. 18 on the shot clock. Gardner looked in. Couldn't find anybody open. Moves it back out and will set it up again with 10 on the shot clock. Wants some openings in the middle. Doesn't find any. Little give and go to Benson. And Benson has his shot blocked underneath. Stout was there to block that one. The ball will stay with the Flying Dutchman, but they only have 4 seconds on the clock. So they've got to pay attention to the clock as well when they set it up. They've got to catch it and shoot it almost. Stivey fires away. It's short. Rebound underneath is taken down by the Knights. Brink with the basketball. Brink on the outside gets McMahon up in the air. You don't want him to do that. Visser fires away. No good. Rebound comes out. Then Gardner picks it up. Gardner, left side. Stivey underneath takes it all the way. Back outside to McMahon. This three-pointer is short. And right there for the rebound is Mickey DeVries. Back to Brink. Brink's going to try a three. It's off the mark. Ball batted around underneath, and Calvin saves it, but right into the hands of Benson. Over to Gardner. Gardner at the right wing. Works to the middle. He'll take his time. Plenty of time on the shot clock out there. He wants play number 4 to be set up for the Flying Dutchman. McMahon makes his move, comes across from left to right, gives it to Benson down low on the baseline, picks it back. Neal fires for three, no good. Rebound to Dykstra. Flying Dutchmen are getting one shot. They're not getting the rebound now. They're not getting two or three underneath. Brink on the right side. Underneath to Stout. Stout fakes one shot and
he travels.
Oh, no, foul.
They're going to call a foul. Oh, my. He took. Wow. Coach Neal's taking a walk because he's not happy about that call. But that was he took multiple steps on that.
So at the line will be Stout. Dan Stout, 6'9". Escondido, Calvin Christian in Florida, in California. Free throw is good. Edson and B.A. back into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman.
Stout, a good free throw shooter. He is shooting 62% from the line on the season.
B.J. Van Loo comes back in. Also coming in, had somebody else out there. Parks came back in. Free throw misses. 31-17, a minute left. In this first half, Gardner just slowly dribbles on top, gets a screen from Stivey, takes it all the way underneath, puts it up, no good, but he got fouled underneath. Nice screen by Stivey set up. And it'll be Gardner at the line for the Flying Dutchman as Calvin picks up their fifth foul, 9 against Hope in this first half.
It looks like they're going to do offense-defense substitutions right now, Ron. Because Grant Neal's going to be checking in the game, and I'm guessing he's checking in for Alex Edson, who has two fouls. This is to keep Alex Edson out of picking up his third foul, which is a pretty good thing considering how hot Alex Edson has been here in the first half.
Gardner with the second one. Yes. 33-17, Hope with the lead. Calvin with the basketball. 57 seconds left in the half. Brink on the outside. Gets a screen by Stout. Can't get around McMahon. Over to Dykstra, right side. And, Gardner thought that went off Parks as he tipped the basketball, and he thought it hit Parks and went out of bounds, but the official disagreed with him. Inbound pass comes to Parks. And Gardner makes a steal and touches him. And I mean, touches him on the outside. And that call was a call out there because he argued on the one before that he got the second one. Parks at the line. This one's good. Edson comes back in. Carlson back in for Hope.
Parks is shooting 79% from the line on the season for Calvin.
And the second one rolls around and drops in. B.A. gets it into Carlson. Carlson for Hope just kind of walks up, gets a setup. Going to hang on to the basketball a little while. We have 30 on the shot clock, about the same on the game clock. And they're going to wait, let it run down a little bit before they start their movement with the play. Edson to McMahon. Back to Carlson. Carlson, V.A. V.A. with a slam dunk. 8 seconds left. Here comes Parks. He fires off the mark. Rebound, Edson. 2 seconds left. Three-quarter shot. Off the mark. Almost pulled a Grant Neal, but couldn't quite do it. But Hope goes in with a 35-19 lead over the Knights from Calvin.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
This is Hope College Basketball on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're at halftime here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, and the rivalry continues, and the Hope College Flying Dutchman hold a decisive 35-19 lead at halftime. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Calvin College, who just never seemed to get things going offensively in the first half. They shot 6 of 26 from the field for 23%. They were 0 for 7 from three-point land, and they were 7 of 11 from the free throw line for 63.6%. Calvin had 19 rebounds, 8 of them offensive, 11 defensive. And a major statistic in this ball game, the 9 Calvin turnovers in the first half. Calvin, typically a very good team taking care of the ball, have gotten a little bit rattled here in the first half. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 15 of 32 from the field in the first half for 46.9%. They were only 2 of 11 from three-point land. Both of those three-pointers came from Alex Edson very early in the ball game, and then the Flying Dutchman got a little bit of cold from beyond the arc. The Flying Dutchman only attempted 5 free throws in the first half and made 3 out of 5 for 60%. The Flying Dutchman controlling the boards, they have a 22-19 edge over Calvin, 7 offensive rebounds, 15 defensive rebounds. And a thing that it's very nice to see, the Flying Dutchman have had problems taking care of the ball in the previous few ball games and had quite a few turnovers. This evening, the Flying Dutchman have only turned over the ball 4 times in the first half, playing a very disciplined game. The Flying Dutchman are, and they have a very good assist to turnover ratio right now. Individual statistics for Calvin College. They're being led in scoring by Austin Parks, who's come off the bench to score 6 points for the Knights. Mickey DeFries has 5 points and 4 rebounds. Jordan Brinks has 3 points and 1 rebound. Tyler Cruz has 2 points and 1 rebound. And Daniel Stout has 3 points and 2 rebounds. The Flying Dutchman doing an amazing job taking care of the two leading scorers for the Flying or for the Knights. Jordan Brink and Tyler Cruz only have a combined 5 points between the two of them, the two leading scorers for the Knights. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, the leading scorer of the game, it's been a familiar story. Alex Edson leading the Flying Dutchman in scoring with 10 points and 1 rebound and 3 assists. Probably would have been a little bit more than that, but Edson got into a little bit of foul trouble in the mid part of the first half by picking up his second foul and saw a very sporadic playing time after that. But Alex Edson, 10 points in the first half to lead the Flying Dutchman. He's the only member of either team in double digits. Ben Gardner has 3 points, or excuse me, he has 6 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Brock Benson came off the bench and added 5 points and 2 rebounds. Corey McMahon also came off the bench with 4 points and 2 rebounds. Nate Van Arendock, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Grant Neal, 2 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. And Cody Stivey has 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. And I see you have the red pen out. And what have you noticed from this first half that are keys to this first half in your eyes, Ron?
Well, I thought the point that you brought out here with the turnovers was a good one. And going along with that, Calvin only has 1 assist and 9 turnovers out there. That's not a good combination if you're a coach. You go into the locker room and you could spend the whole half just talking about that statistic. Hope, on the other hand, 10 assists and 4 turnovers. So a much better assist-turnover ratio than what Calvin has in its first half. Also, Hope with a 35-19 lead. That's what you'd like to have. 22-19 on rebounds. That's a good place to be. And as far as free throws are concerned, it's Calvin, because Calvin shot many more free throws. They were 7 out of 11. Hope was 3 out of 5. Neither team finding the range from 3. I thought Hope actually had a few more triples than that, but they only gave him 2, both of those to Edson. So Hope was a 2 out of 11 from 3-point range. But Hope, more shots, 32 compared to 26 for the Knights. So 3-point shooting, not good. The Knights 0%, Hope 18%.
Well, there's the thing I'm looking at is that 6 of 26. The Flying Dutchmen are just shutting them down. They're not getting any shots. And to be honest, only one person from Calvin has made more than one shot from the field, and that is Austin Parks. And that is very uncharacteristically for Calvin. They at many points in this game, it looks like they almost got rattled out there. And that's the only thing I can say is that it's just... doesn't seem like Calvin had a lot of confidence after the Flying Dutchman jumped out to that quick lead.
Well, you lose it when you can't get a shot. You know, you work hard underneath and you have trouble out there. Here comes the women's basketball team back from Kalamazoo, and they get a big hand by the crowd across the way because they've been flashing the score up above in the big scoreboard here at the arena, and they walked through the arena and got a big hand from the crowd.
And we'll give that, we might as well bring that up since they just made their appearance as they just came back from Kalamazoo. The Flying Dutch win again. The Flying Dutch record now at 20-0 and 12-0 in MIAA play. It is only going to be a few more games, Ron, and we can crown them regular season champions, because that is going to be very close now. The Flying Dutch just had an amazing performance against Kalamazoo, excuse me. Flying Dutch sinks season high 15 3-pointers in a win against Kalamazoo. The unbeaten Hope College team defeat Kalamazoo College 96-54. The MIAA leading Flying Dutch received a game high 15 points from sophomore forward Mara McAfee. She only played 18 minutes and had 15 points. Junior guard Melissa LaRue scored a season high for her of 13 points coming off the bench, and she did not miss a shot, hitting a team high 3 3-pointers, and she hit all 4 of her 3 throws. Senior guard Megan Kelly made both of her 3-point attempts and finished with 10 points. And this This is amazing. Hope shot 68% from three-point land, 15 of 22. And here's the one that you were bringing up. The Flying Dutch made 11 of 12 of their three-pointers in the first half as they raced out to a 62 to 27 halftime lead.
Yeah, I think possibly that score could have been a little bit higher had, Mo kept the regulars in there a little bit longer.
It's amazing the score was high as it is, but that just shows how much depth that team has. The Flying Dutch could go goes three deep, and I think their third team could play with a lot of the first teams in the MIAA. That's just how good they are. The Flying Dutch, you got to take your hat off to them because they're playing like top of the line basketball right now, and they are in mid-season form right now. They are ready for this tournament, and for them, they have something good going on. You know, the Flying Dutchmen right now are on a home stand of three straight games at home. The women are on a three-game road streak, and then they're going to finish off the season at home. I believe it's their final four ball games are going to be here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. If they wrap up the MIAA regular season title, which seems like it's going to be inevitable here shortly, they're going to have a pretty long homestand for them, and they're not going to have to do a lot of traveling.
No, that's good out there. They need some time to play at home. They haven't had that opportunity a great deal. They couldn't play at home early in the season because of the volleyball tournament, and now they got a lot of games in a row on the road, and they need that. They need some time at home and familiar surroundings, and they're going to get it at the end of the season, and deservedly so.
And we'd like to have you all come out and support Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch, number two ranked in the nation right now in the USA Today poll. One of the best teams in the nation. Come out and support them. And when they come back home next week. And for the roar from this crowd, is because the Flying Dutchmen have just entered back in the arena from halftime. And they're getting set to come back and start the second half action, which will be taking place here in a few minutes. The Flying Dutchmen have a 35-19 lead on Calvin here in the rivalry. Let's send it back to the studio for this one-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7theVan.com. The Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7theVan.com. Hope versus Calvin, the rivalry is here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, and the Flying Dutchmen have a commanding 35-19 lead at the half. Flying Dutchmen working it really well and playing some mighty solid defense to hold Calvin to only 19 points in the first half. But there's a whole nother half of basketball to be played, Ron, and anything can happen.
Now, one thing we didn't talk about is fouls for Calvin. DeVries and Dykstra both have two fouls against them. Hope College has a couple guys with two fouls, but different people than you would expect. Today we have two fouls against Gardner. We also have two fouls against Edson, and then two fouls against Benson. So we have three guys with two fouls apiece, but two of them are our guards rather than the big men.
Which is something that's very uncharacteristic for the guards to be getting into foul trouble. And it looks like they might have to rely on Corey McMahon, who played a really solid first half, coming in for Edson when he got into foul trouble. So they might be leaning very hard on Corey McMahon here in the second half, Ron.
Well, we'll have to wait and see as to how the fouls go when we get this second half underway. 35-19, Flying Dutchman with the lead, and the Duke crew putting on their performance across the way. I don't know if they're a little tired or what, but they're laying out in the court a little bit, and one thing another, and now doing a little dance, and so they're just having fun over there with the score the way it is at halftime, and they're just enjoying themselves.
Oh, if being a Hope fan, you couldn't help but enjoy yourself after that first half. So it's been one amazing ball game for the Flying Dutchmen. Let's see if they can hold on and finish it off. The final 20 minutes of this ball game is about to take place, and for the call of the action, let's go over to Ron Weatherby.
Hope's going to have the basketball. They're waiting now while the custodial crew comes out and does a little cleanup work on the court. Stivey will inbound it to Gardner, and we're underway in the second half. Hope with a 35-19 lead over the Knights. Edson in the right corner. Underneath he goes to Stivey. Fakes left. Takes DeReese with him. Puts a shot up and in. 37-19. Hope with the lead. Parks for the Knights around the right wing. Little bounce pass underneath. Dykstra. He slams it home. So the Knights tied out with a slam dunk by Dykstra. 37-21. That brought the Calvin student body to their feet. Edson back to Gardner. Gardner way on the white side. Parks against him. Gardner takes it. Puts up a nice left-handed soft touch from about 3 foot out. And it drops in. 39-21. Hope. Parks, Gardner, one-on-one, gives it to Brink, inside, and Cruz tried to slam it, missed it. Rebound comes to Vanarendon. Gardner back out, Edson for three, yes! Edson with another triple, his third out of the ball game for the Flying Dutchman, and we're at 42-21. Hope with the lead, 18-40 left in the game. The outside is Brink. Down low to Cruz. Cruz works against VA. Puts a hook shot up and the ball's knocked out of bounds. And a foul's going to go against Van Arendonk. One official said you hit him on the head or something.
That's the second foul against Van Arendonk.
So it'll be Cruz at the line for the Knights. And this one rattles and goes in.
Cruz, a 68% free throw shooter on the season, Ron.
Most of them are pretty good free throw shooters. They get a lot of fouls. Makes them both. 42-23, Hope. 18-25, Gardner into Stivey. Over to Neal, right corner. Edson to Gardner. Gardner keeps control of it, out. Driving, puts it up, and Edson lays it up on the board, does a somersault into the crowd,